guess it's a way of, it's a form of control, kind of.
Well, I really don't have no problem with wearing uniform. I think it's a good custom. But other than that, it can be a pain sometimes because I don't agree with the uniform standards.
Sports teams, low-wage workers, prisoners, soldiers, students. What do they all have in common? Uniforms. The question is, are they really meant to unify people, or are they really a means of social control?
When the school district first started to introduce uniforms, it must have been like 2000. And I think initially it was Mayor John Street's idea. It was one of the things that he had talked about when he ran for office. Philadelphia was actually one of the first big cities to introduce it district-wide. You know, and the district raised some good ideas. You know, they always raise this stuff saying, well, the uniforms, you know, will make it so that students who can't afford expensive clothes won't get made fun of and this and that. But, hey, that hasn't happened. I mean, kids still get made fun of if their clothes aren't clean or if they aren't ironed or this or that. I really feel like it was just the wrong thing for the district to focus its attention on.
I really don't know why the policy was enforced, but I can guess that it was because regular clothing was too bare and outrageous. Some things were offensive to other people, so I guess that's why.
I don't know a whole lot about how the policy was formulated. I would guess that some school district official decided if you make all the kids dress the same, it'll enforce discipline within the school. So I would guess that was the thinking behind it. If you strip people of individuality, they'll be less likely to cause trouble because they'll turn into robots.
As I was researching the history of uniforms, I came across a website that actually sells the uniforms. And they say that, quote, school uniforms also tend to involve students more to make them a part of a team at the school. This is not so much as to erase their individuality, but to include everyone on the same level as far as image and dress is concerned. That may sound like good marketing, but I don't think it's true. Here's what some other people had to say on the issue.
I don't believe it gives the school more school spirit.
I think I don't like uniforms personally. I think it restricts like your personal freedom to express yourself. Like clothes are a way of expressing, and making everybody look alike, I think, restricts creativity.
I mean, prison is another place where everyone has to wear uniforms, which is what a lot of schools are preparing people for. The military, another place where they make you wear uniforms. So I guess they figure might as well start early.
And then I think the other reason, right, is that we saw, you know, it's like the schools had recently, they had, the year before, they had just put metal detectors in all the high schools. So first it was metal detectors, and then it was uniforms, and then there were all these surveillance cameras. And it felt like, you know, more and more the schools were just becoming like prisons.
Slow it down some, no split clown bum your gold. I do believe that the uniforms identify like elementary school kids and middle school kids from the high school kids, but other than that, I don't think it profiles you from a particular school because it doesn't have the school logo necessarily.
With your uniforms, it's easier to tell what school you go to, and some people get singled out because of their uniform. Like, it's easier to spot who goes where.
I went to Masterman, where the policy wasn't strictly enforced. Our uniform technically was solid colors, but they didn't even enforce that much. And when it was enforced selectively. To me, the difference between Masterman's policy and the other schools has a lot to do with the way magnet schools are treated differently, in that part of going there is they tell you, like, there's these rules, but they kind of don't apply to you because you're so good. I mean, that's part of what the school system does, is like drawing these divisions between students who come from different areas or whose families have different amounts of money. And yeah, if you go to a Masterman, for example, and you see students from another school, you can tell they go to a neighborhood school because they're all wearing, say, a white polo shirt and khaki pants. And I feel like Masterman students would look down on someone.
Eric Braxton explains what the Philadelphia Student Union members thought about the uniform policy when it was first introduced.
For us at Student Union, when we first heard that they were going to make uniforms district-wide, I think for some of us, like in the leadership at Student Union, both students and staff, one, I think we felt like why are they focusing so much on what students are wearing rather than what they're teaching students, you know? I guess it felt a little bit like, for us, it was part of this whole thing of demonizing youth culture. You know, oh, these kids wear baggy pants, they wear this, they wear that, they're, you know, the kids are the problems, rather than actually focusing on fixing the things that are wrong with the schools, rather than making sure that the students have qualified teachers and that they have books in their classrooms and all of those kinds of things. They were worrying about the uniforms as if that was going to fix things. I think I
The people we interviewed were Eric Braxton, Tamika Tomlinson, Brianna Morris, and Ben Landau Beispiel. And this segment was produced by Eric Yates and Sylvia Wright for On Blast.